Joseph Cirincione is president of the Plowshares Fund, a global security foundation. David Kong there was arguing pretty fiercely that North Korea is not a real threat to the United States. His reasoning is that Pyongyang would never launch a first strike since the regime would be quickly obliterated. Do you agree?
Well, he does have a point. However ruthless and brutal Kim Jong-un is to his own people, he's not suicidal. However, that does not mean they're not a threat. A nuclear-armed North Korea would still pose an uncertain challenge, unlikely to attack the United States first, but by no means an impossible scenario. That's why for decades, both Republicans and Democratic presidents have tried to prevent this eventuality.
Now, North Korea has been, a pain among other things. North Korea has been this kind of looming threat. Some people are arguing, why can't the U.S. just set about regime change while there's time?
Well, that's a pipe dream. That pursuing that is a path to failure. The idea that somehow you can strangle the North Korean regime or wait out this hermit kingdom has been something that American policymakers have tried for decades. They pursued that one way or the other. It has failed. This is an entrenched regime. It shows no signs of collapse, no signs of weakening. In fact, the North Korean economy is growing. So there is no way to coerce North Korea into compliance or collapse. So even though you'd like to find a military solution, a sanctions solution, a China please take care of this for us solution, none of these show any sign of working. And that leaves you with the least bad option, which is negotiations.
What's there to negotiate?
A freeze on North Korea's program.
Well, what would you offer them in exchange for a freeze? Is it we won't do sanctions? What is there to put on the table?
You'd offer them what they want, security and prestige. Those are the two main reasons countries have pursued nuclear programs over the last 70 years. So if the nuclear missiles are to secure the regime, you offer them security assurances. This is what was on the table in the 1990s and in 2000. The George W. Bush administration agreed to this, but the negotiations broke down.
But what does that look like practically on the table?
Practically, that looks like what they've said they want, a suspension of the South Korean and U.S. military exercises that we conduct routinely just to the south of their border. So they will freeze their nuclear program if we freeze these joint exercises. That's problematic. We don't want to do that. That is a mainstay of our defense commitments to South Korea. But there may be in there a slicing and dicing of this, maybe a reduction of those exercises, an elimination of the decapitation strikes that we exercise regularly, coupled with security assurances and a path towards achieving what the North Koreans say they want, a peace treaty with the United States, one that would finally end the Korean War.
What you're proposing requires kind of deft negotiations and diplomacy. Do you see the Trump administration as being capable of that?
God, I hope so. But it's really problematic. This is a president that's basically home alone. They haven't appointed any of the kind of personnel that would know what they're doing, that have experience. So, for example, we don't have a negotiator, an ambassador to South Korea right now. We don't have an assistant secretary for nonproliferation at the State Department, an assistant secretary for East Asia at the State Department or at the Department of Defense. We don't have any of the people who would know what they're doing here to actually undertake these kinds of negotiations. So it's problematic. One of the things this crisis reveals is that when you take a close look at the foreign policy, the national security policy of the Trump administration, there is nothing there. There is no plan. There is no doctrine. There is no strategy. There are a set of impulses and tweets.
Joe Cirincione is president of the Plowshares Fund. He's also the author of Nuclear Nightmares, Securing the World Before It's Too Late. Thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me on.